All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the courtyards at Schertz Canyon Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 15th, 2025. It is 2:08 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Roger, your chair, you want to start?
Roger Thomas, Chairman of the Board.
I am Tawny Thomas, and I am the secretary
Treasurer.
treasurer.
No, she's the clerk secretary.
Clerk
Oh,
secretary is what I
it's
meant to
Jen
say.
that's the treasurer.
I'm the clerk secretary.
No, actually, Karen's the treasurer. Yeah. Okay, Jen, you're up.
Jennifer Salala.
Vice Chair.
Vice chair, dang it. I need a name tag.
Karen Mitchell, treasurer.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, we need to have a public hearing to adopt the 2026 budget. We thought we were going to need to amend the 25 budget, but it doesn't look like we need to. So, could I get a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion to open the public hearing.
I second that.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so board, we're now in a public hearing to talk about the 2026 budget and the adoption of it. So, Karen, do you want to walk through that for us?
Yes. On the screen is the year 2025 financials through September. And wait a second, is it you're seeing my screen, right?
Yes, we are.
Okay. And the 26 tentative budget. Exactly what we had looked at last time. The first page is the general fund. We have 41,000 on the budget this year. For next year, 2026, we're projecting 51,000 on the budget, which will leave additional ending balance of 77,993.94 going into 2027.
And that's what's going to be left in the working capital fund,
In
correct?
the working capital fund.
Okay, thank you.
And then the debt service is coming in for the budget for 26. We have interest and other income of 64,000, bond interest projected of 654,357.50, 10,000 for the trustee fee, and that will use up almost 600,000, 599,963.74. The ending fund balance in that will be 1,316,517.76.
Do we make a bond interest payment in 26?
We haven't yet, but this is what the paperwork says there will be. So
Okay.
you do make it in 26. This is the amount that's on the forms that said that on the bond indenture that says that what we'll have to pay this year before I haven't seen it yet, so maybe it comes out. I think it does come out in December,
Okay.
and this is just through September, so we haven't seen it show up in the actual
Will
year.
you double check? I
Yes.
believe it's probably December 1st tends to
Okay.
be the date. Can you just
Okay.
double check that that
Yes.
got taken care of?
Is that the you're asking Michael about the new mill rate for the PID payback?
No, well, it should be an interest payment. While we're talking, I can try to look up in the indenture when that says it's going to be. But
Got
no,
it.
I was.
The county did not assess any increase in mill rates for 2025, and we've already paid the property taxes for the development or for the district.
And this is the bond interest.
Yeah.
You
So
want to come?
you can keep going. I'm going to
Okay.
look at the indenture to see when the payments are.
Okay, and this is the capital fund. We projected 3,938,955.98 to go out by the end of this year. And then next year for the budget, about $2,294,716.18 to be spent from the capital outlay.
Is that the rest of the funds?
That would be all of the funds. And does that sound right, Roger, that you'll use up all of those capital funds by the end of 2026?
Yes, that is correct.
So that's it for the budget.
All right, board, do you have any questions?
No, none here.
Okay. What I need then would be a motion to close the public hearing.
I make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. So, board, we're now out of the public hearing. We'll move on. So, we sent out the meeting minutes from our November 3rd meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I did. They look accurate, and I make a motion to approve our meeting minutes from last meeting, which were, do you have them up?
Yeah, November 3rd.
November 3rd at 2 p.m.
Perfect. Thanks, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, that's unanimous. So since we don't need the budget amendment, I'll change that resolution number. So this in Utah, we have to adopt budgets through a resolution. So this just says we've had the public hearing, we had already adopted the tentative budget. We're going to continue to set the mill levy that we had in the 25 budget. But Roger, you're right. We hadn't officially done anything by the first of the year. So 25, we couldn't impose any mill levy. So in
Okay.
26, we will. So it'll be at the 6 mills. And so that's what the resolution does, adopts the budget and sets the mill levy at 6 mills for 2026.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I would make a motion that we adopt resolution 2025-10.
Thanks, Roger.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, annual meeting schedule. We got to talk about, we have to post a meeting schedule on the public notice website. So, what days do we want to keep it? And because we've kind of got goofed up the last couple meeting cycles, I don't remember when it was for the year.
Oh, let's
So,
go look.
any
Lucky luck.
preferences? Christy, when was it?
I'm gonna look right now. Let me get on the.
Okay. Like, would this work the third Monday of the month?
Hold on, let me look and just see when they have it so that we don't overbook it. Meetings will be held on the first Monday of each month at 2 p.m. So the first meeting's February 2nd.
Does that
May
work?
4th, August 3rd, November 2nd, December 7th.
And that's for the end of the year.
That would be for next year. So the first Monday of every month, of those 5 months,
Okay.
at 2 o'clock.
But that meeting would be to go over the year in financial.
Financial
Okay.
statements. Do
At
you
what
need
time?
more time than that?
No, now I'm on so on top of it now. It's nice.
Okay. Perfect.
Works for me.
Okay.
Although the first Monday in February is Groundhog Day, so we'll have a lot of meetings that day.
It 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm good.
All right. Does that work then, Roger?
It does.
All right.
That
So
works for me.
can I get a motion then to approve that annual meeting schedule as we
I
discussed?
make a motion that we adopt the annual meeting schedule, that the first 5 meetings are on the first Monday of the month at 2 p.m.
Perfect.
I second that motion.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's all of the action items that I show. The
Excellent.
last thing we need to do is we have to do our open and public meetings training.
Okay.
So that counts for 26, all of 26. So, Tawny, if you need to go, you can go, but if you can kind of hang on, that way we can say everybody got it.
Yeah, I can stay and listen. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So, takes me about 5 minutes, not quite. So, I'll hurry. All right, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which means the district has to conduct all of its business in an open and public setting. We have to allow the public to attend and participate. We have to allow for public comment. Typically, it's going to be 3 minutes, but Roger, as the chair, you have the ability to move that number back and forth. It's just traditional, about 3 minutes. So, in order to conduct any business, the board has to have a quorum present. So, two of the three of you would have to be present. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the public notice website. The website acts as the main source for all governmental entities when it comes to notices, posting of things. So, people can go there. If they want to follow the district, they would sign up for emails. That way, anytime we post anything related to the district, they get the email notification. You can do that with any public entity in Utah at the public notice website. So, when we make notices, we have to show the date, the time, and the place of the meeting. Also, we need to post the agenda with associated agenda items, the documentation for it. The agenda has to have what they call reasonable specificity to it. So, take today's agenda for an example. We had two resolutions, and they were budget resolutions. We couldn't just list resolutions of the board. It has to show what the resolutions are going to be covering, if that makes sense. So, also on the notice, we have to list the or post the Zoom or the Teams meeting. That way, the public can participate electronically. We also post Christy's number. That way, if somebody can't get like their internet to work or they don't have access, they could call in. Christy could put it on a speaker, so kind of a conference call where they could participate that way. We do have an electronic meetings policy. That's what allows us to do the meetings electronically. The one caveat to that is we would always have to have somebody at the anchor location. That's another reason Christy is always going to be there taking care of that for us as well. For a normal meeting or a special meeting, we need to provide 24-hour notice. For public hearings, we need to provide a 7-day notice because they deal with budgets. We record all of the meetings and we keep minutes. The recordings need to be uploaded within 3 days of the meeting. And then once the written minutes are finally approved, we have 3 minutes or 3 days to post those minutes. And the written minutes, once they're approved, become the official minutes of the district. There is a potential to go into closed meetings, super rare for PIDs to go into closed, but there's the potential. So we have to state the purpose for why we go into a closed session. Two-thirds of the board have to approve to go into the closed session. What we can close for, again, is pretty narrow. We can close for strategy sessions regarding collective bargaining, pending or reasonably imminent litigation, if we were going to purchase any property, do any leases, purchase any water rights, water shares, appraisals, we could go into close. That way, people wouldn't gain a competitive advantage, kind of know our strategy, pricing, all of those things. We could also close if we were going to implement any security measures. So, any security personnel, devices, or systems, we could close to talk about those and do those. Any investigative proceedings regarding any allegations of criminal misconduct. If you remember, we have the fraud risk hotline as well as the fraud reporting policies. So if we were to do anything related to those, we could close to have those investigations. As related to the Utah Procurement Code and our procurement policy that we have, as well as the GRAMA that we have, the Government Records Access Management Act. If somebody were to try to use either of those to obtain information about the development company, so trying to figure out your commercial information, Roger, your strategies from the business side, how you're going to do your development. We could close to talk about those. I'll just be upfront. Both Tyler and Matt are going to say no automatically, that just to shield the development company completely. What we're not able to close for is in a few years when we had a when we get elected positions on the board, if we ever have vacancies, we are not allowed to talk about filling those. We can't interview people in a closed session. We can't even discuss competency, character, any of those things. All of that has to be done in an open setting. In a closed session, we are not allowed to approve any resolutions, ordinances, rules, regulations, contracts, or appointments. Those all have to be done in a public meeting. We could talk about things. We would have to come out and say, okay, we're going to approve the agreement we talked about in the closed session. We could keep it generic. You just can't do anything official in a closed session. We have to record all of our closed sessions. We have to keep minutes, but those are kept confidential and closed. And the only way somebody from the public could gain access to them is they would have to go to court and get a judge to open it up by a court order. So that's your training for 2026.
Thank you, Mike. That was
And
very, very expeditious.
thank you. Any questions?
Nope.
You guys have
That's better
anything
than
for
what
us
the
that we need
government
to
would
work
give.
on? Oh, sorry. Tyler, did you have
Oh, I just
something?
said you did a great job, much better than what they would find on the Lieutenant Governor's website.
Oh, that's for sure. That's like a 15, 20-minute video. So, only thing I have, Karen, if you'll double check for me on that in the
Yes.
interest payment.
Do you want me to email you? Because I just heard Nariman walk out of a meeting. He's got all of that.
Okay. Yeah, if he can
He
just
looked
check
it up
with
and everything, and
UMB, that's
I
all I
should have
care
written it
about.
down.
Okay.
Do you want me to email me you back? Did you say?
Just let me know
Okay.
on if we made it, when the
Okay.
first payments are, all of those
Okay.
things.
I will do
So,
that.
okay. I just want to make sure we're still good.
All right, are we supposed to make those? Or I thought they it would come out.
UMB should be
Yeah.
making those. I just like to double check to make
Okay.
sure
I think
nothing
it said
falls
in
through the
there, or
crack.
he told me that UMB would automatically take it out.
They should, yes.
But I didn't want to misquote what the date was because he looked that up.
Okay.
So I
Okay.
will have him email you.
Okay. That
Or
sounds
all of
great.
us. Okay. Thank
Perfect.
you.
Okay. Anyone have anything else?
It's been great. Merry Christmas to everybody, and I make a motion to close the meeting.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Roger.
Second that motion.
Thanks, Jen. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, happy holidays.